You've read and heard from all the others. Now the real story on today's biggest topics. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
And welcome back to the show. Joining us now are the two gentlemen who are the shaman and the showman, according to how they bill themselves, paranormal enthusiasts Nick Roseman and Charles Rosenay. Charles Rosenay, who's every single time I see Charles, your name, you've got three exclamation points next to it. First of all, why is that? Why is that? What is that about?
See that? Now, it stayed out. It stayed in your mind, and you knew that that was the thing. It worked. People think about it, and it's an attention grabber. And I started in college. I was an artist, and the professor said, do something that makes you stand out. Do something differently. So instead of signing my name on the bottom of paintings, I put the three exclamation marks because my artwork wasn't that great, and it was the only thing that he said, okay, it stands out. So I kept it.
That's fantastic. But on Instagram, I looked for you as Charles Rosenay with the three exclamation points, and I couldn't find it.
See, they don't allow it on Instagram or Facebook, and I'm up in arms over it for all these years.
You know what? I have an idea for you, Charles. Why don't you officially change your name to that with the three exclamation points?
Okay, I'm ashamed to say that I did that legally, yes.
You did do it already, and they still won't allow you to do it on Instagram or Facebook, even though that's your legal name?
Yeah, it doesn't allow any kind of punctuation after a name.
Interesting. You know, they really do control us, don't they? The social media behemoths. They really do control us now. Well, anyway, I want to tell everyone a little bit about you. So, first of all, Charles, you are the founder and original owner of Connecticut's largest indoor haunted attraction, Fright Haven, in Stratford. Right. You are also the host and organizer of the annual Dracula Tours to Transylvania, the original and only one in Romania, as well as the Ghost Tours to Europe. And you've co-hosted tours and investigations with the renowned British ghost hunter Richard Felix. And you are the showman, I assume.
I'm the showman. I'm the promoter. I'm the voice of, you know, of the face of it. But Nick is he's the real deal. You know, we joined forces, and you can tell your listeners about Nick Roseman. But he's everything. You know, as billed, he's a clairvoyant. He's an empath. He's a medium. He's an exorcist. He does it all.
So Nick Roseman. Hi, welcome, Nick. Yeah. So you say you've been a clairvoyant your entire life. Could you tell us what is a clairvoyant? What does that mean when you use that word?
Okay, so a clairvoyant, I'm a clairvoyant and a shaman. It's two similar things. And it's somebody who was born with access to the supernatural world. It's somebody, you know, all of us people have the ability to tap in to the paranormal realm, but some of us were just born naturally there. In my case, I was, you know, born with that gift. You know, it was definitely very, you know, I always say this, it was very traumatizing growing up with the gift until, you know, I realized what actually was going on with me. And then I started using it to actually, you know, help people, you know, rid houses of, you know, unwanted entities. As a matter of fact, I'm also an artist, and, you know, I started doing art shows in New York City, and, you know, I started doing spirit cleansings for the collectors that bought my artwork for free. And, you know, all of our, you know, supernatural cleansings or exorcisms, we don't charge a dime for it, you know, because, you know, I just believe that if you have a supernatural or spiritual gift, you know, money can't be involved in that. But, you know, it's definitely been quite a journey. As a matter of fact, I sacrificed living a normal life. I sacrificed a white picket fence and everything else just so, you know, I could do, you know, my paranormal and concentrate on my scientific study, you know, about the subject itself. I mean, I guess I, you know, pretty much live a very bohemian lifestyle to the fullest. And, you know, it's definitely been, you know, quite an eccentric adventure, really, and definitely action and packed and interesting. That's the only thing way I could describe it, you know, but.
Nick, how old are you? Nick, how old are you?
40. I'm 40.
And where were you born? Where were you raised?
Raised in Norwalk, Connecticut.
And
I was raised
you say
in Norwalk, Connecticut. I had an art studio in Bridgeport, and you know, as a bohemian, you know, we live a very unconventional lifestyle, and I was born in Norwalk, Connecticut, so I'm an old school Norwalk type of guy.
And so you say that this was very disturbing to you. It reminds me of the movie that I can't remember the name of with, M. Night Shyamalan, the director. What was the name of that movie where the guy went, the little kid Haley went around seeing dead people?
Sixth Sense.
The Sixth Sense, exactly.
Yes, like
was Nick, was that your experience where you would see beings that other people wouldn't see or know?
Yes. Good God, that times 10, really. I mean, you know, when I was... I know this is probably going to sound kind of funny and silly, but I slept with the covers over my head until I was about 22 years old and figured out exactly, you know, what was actually happening to me. I mean,
was anybody else in your family? Did anybody else in your immediate family have this kind of gift where they could relate to it or talk to you about it?
Not really, but I come from a very musical and artistic, family. My family's very creative, and if you ask me, art and music is a very psychic phenomenon in itself because you're taking your emotions and you're solidifying it. So that's a very magical thing, if you ask me. So I think all of us artists are at least somewhat sensitive to that type of, you know, realm in itself.
I got to ask you something, Nick. We're chatting with Nick Grossman and Charles Rosene, who are paranormal enthusiasts and people that are bringing the paranormal to the people here in Connecticut in the first paranormal convention here in Connecticut on July 24th to 25th, which will be based in Ansonia. But, Nick, you said that you slept with the covers over your head. I'm very interested in knowing the supernatural, right, is... can either be, at least when I've spoken to mediums and they have read me on my show all the time, they bring in my grandparents, they validate things that no one else could know so that it makes me feel like it really is my grandparents. And I feel this very calming, loved presence in my life that is not scary. But on the other hand, you're describing things that are frightening. And I guess there's an aspect of the supernatural world that can also be very, very scary and frightening. Is there a distinction in the supernatural between spirits that mean well and mean ill for us? Or is it just how we respond to that?
I mean, you know, as a child growing up with that and a teenager, even like nice spirits were too much for me to handle. I mean, let's face it, you know, if, you know, somebody, you know, it doesn't have to be like a demonic or a dark entity. If you don't really know what's exactly happening, you know, I've seen a number of very pleasant spirits. I've seen all types of things. As a matter of fact, the paranormal is a very interesting realm. It's really not for just dead people. What it is, it's another interdimension where all sorts of entities use it to, you know, make contact with us. In the physical realm, I mean, there's definitely, you know, all sorts of, you know, spirits of, you know, deceased people. There's definitely dark, call it demonic entities. But, you know, there's also, you know, creatures that are, you know, people call cryptids that use, you know, that realm. You know, it's kind of like a void where, you know, when there's a certain type of frequency or distortion, it makes it easier for them to access our world and, you know, make contact with us. And one thing I do, which I did at Fright Haven with Charles, was I do a thing called scrying. And
what?
We basically had scrying is like when you look inside a crystal ball, like a gypsy type And but instead of the crystal ball, we had a room filled with mirrors, and we had literally 50 people seeing their dead loved ones coming out of the mirror. It was very cutting edge and fascinating. As a matter of fact, there was people in the audience kind of heckling me because, you know, they were non-believers of the paranormal until the end of the event, and it completely changed. Like, it was very rewarding, to completely, you know, change somebody's mind into, you know, believing and proving that, you know, paranormal is real, because, you know, people's dead loved ones were coming out of the mirror. As a matter of fact, it was kind of emotional for certain people in the crowd. And, you know, that's when me and Charles pretty much started with the Ghost Lab in Fright Haven. And, you know, it was definitely, you know, a fascinating, you know, event. Definitely.
Nick, I gotta ask you something, and I don't mean any offense to either one of you, Nick or Charles. We're talking with two experts in the paranormal, sure, who are bringing their world of the paranormal and the first paranormal convention here in Connecticut in Ansonia, July 22nd through 24th. Nick, have you been evaluated by psychiatrists? Did your parents or family want you to go in front of traditional doctors to be evaluated in terms of your own mental state?
That's a great question.
Sure, yeah. I mean, anybody who's psychic or clairvoyant, people question, you know, their mental state of mind. I did have to go to see a psychiatrist, but the funny thing was, when the digital technology came out, I was taking photos and videos, and I showed, you know, the psychiatrist that his mouth dropped, and he had no words for it. He didn't exactly know what to think of it, because, you know, there was no way, there was no rational psychological explanation for, you know, an apparition appearing on my video camera walking by my room. So, but,
Ask you about that. So if I had been in the room with you, could I have seen it, or only you see it as picked up by the video camera?
I'm able to see it with my third eye, right? But if you're a clairvoyant, you would be able to see it too, right? But for some reason, there's something very special and bizarre about the digital technology. With even with the iPhone and the Android phone, somehow also make a great paranormal tool, believe it or not. There's something about the technology and a digital camera, or these digital camcorders, HDMI, HD, whatever, 4K video, that makes it, you know, super easy to, you know, photograph and videotape, you know, paranormal phenomena.
I have a story about that. You want to hear? We're chatting with Charles Rosen and Nick Grossman.
Sure, absolutely.
So I'm going to tell you. My sister's husband, beloved Bobby Zarin. Jill was one of the original Real Housewives of New York City, if you ever watched that show. And she and Bobby were on the first four seasons quite a bit. And Bobby passed away tragically January of 2018 from cancer. And it was very, very sad. And we actually had a beloved friend, psychic Jennifer Rogers, in the room with us in the hospital that final week, because he was having a terrible time on his way out. He was seeing all kind of scary apparitions. His soul was not at rest at all until finally it was. Finally, his babka came to him, his grandma, and he settled down. But there were other people on the other side that he apparently didn't want to see. Anyway, he was having a tough time. She was there. We were all holding his hands. My sister knitted the most extraordinary blanket to cover him, this magnificent Afghan. She knitted and knitted and knitted and finally finished it, and it covered him. And it was really something. We were there every single day, Memorial Sloan Kettering, for the last week. So one of the things that Jennifer Rogers said was that she saw a blue light coming out of him, and that was some kind of significance of his soul. Anyway, he passes away. And 2 weeks later, Jill is invited by friends to go to Morocco. Her girlfriends say to her, you know what? You've been grieving. He was ill for a long time, Jill. No excuses. You need a change of scenery. We're taking you to Morocco. So she goes to Morocco, and somebody takes a picture of her around a good friend's arm. Somebody else with an iPhone. And she sends me the picture. And in the picture, right on her chest, is a bright blue light. I could show it to you. I've showed it to everyone. You can't explain it. It is unexplained phenomenon. He is right there with her on her chest. He's never left her side. Mm-hmm. Well, he still appears now and then. But that's what I mean. The iPhone captured something that nobody in the room saw.
Wow. Oh, yeah. There's something about it.
Amazing.
So I believe you. I believe you. We have a caller, Terry from Stratford. Terry, you're on the air with the Shaman and the Showman, with Nick Roseman and Charles Rosene. Go ahead, please.
Terry,
you there? Terry?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry. A friend of mine not lived in my house. Good. How about you? A friend of mine has not lived in my house for over 3 years. I'll go into the bathroom and I'll smell his cologne like you wouldn't believe. And the way I look at it is he's there. He's still there. All I smell is Pierre Cardin. And I don't know whether he's trying to tell me something or what, you know, but it's scary at times. It really is.
Did he live there with you?
Oh, yeah. For 32 years.
So that's actually very common that you'll smell or you'll hear, you know, faint sounds, because a lot of the energy remains in the walls in the building. Nick, I think you can confirm that. That's very common for that to happen when there's a strong love presence that remains. And you know, we talked about darker things earlier. But it's 90% of it is positive. 95% is all, you know, it's loving, and it's just the remainder of great feelings and heart and soul and spirits and love. And that's actually a great thing that you can still smell the cologne and the perfume, whatever it is, the Pierre Cardin. You
know, his cologne is still in the medicine chest in the bathroom. I haven't touched it.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'll go in there every so often. I'll smell Pierre Cardin cologne.
Thank you, Terry. Thanks for the call.
Terry, still with you, Terry.
Have a good day.
So,
bye-bye.
Nick and Charles, can you stay with us a little bit longer?
Paranormal investigation.
Yeah.
Sure.
Can you stay with us just a little bit longer? Because we've got to go to some sponsors.
Absolutely.
And then we're going to be right back. Nick Roseman and Charles Rosene,
sure.
Our own Connecticut Shaman and Showman here on the Lisa Wexler Show. 203-333-9422. We'll be right back.
Save WICC 600 in your presets, and you'll never miss anything Lisa has to say. The Lisa Wexler Show. WICC 600.
At 203-333-9422, welcome back. Nick Roseman and Charles Rosene, the Shaman and the Showman, are here. And we're going to be talking in just a moment about this July 24th to 25th first ever Connecticut Paranormal Convention here at 203-333-9422. I do have a question for you from a listener. My sister Jill, who listens to the show every day, was listening about her experience with the blue light and actually sent me some more photos as she was holding Bobby as he was dying. This light blue light is coming out of his mouth, and this blue light is on her chest, and it's a different color blue. And she wants to know, Nick, do you know if the color blue has any particular significance? Does it always show up as blue?
Sure. You know what? There's an indigo blue, I guess, is a very, you know, spiritual and supernatural color. I mean, you know, I'm definitely a shaman, but in an era like this, there's a lot more people that are like me that are clairvoyant and shamanic that are born like this. And many people, you know, label us as an indigo child or indigo adult or crystal person. And, you know, what's going on, it's possible that, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, this gentleman you're talking about was extremely sensitive to begin with, you know, supernatural, because, you know, not everybody has like a bluish indigo light to them. You know, as a matter of fact, when I could see auras, I could usually tell when somebody's extremely sensitive to that frequency when I do see a blue indigo aura around them. And so I wouldn't be shocked if this gentleman was actually sensitive from the get-go to supernatural. You know, we're definitely living, the world is going through changes, and these are growing pains that we're going through. And we're entering the age of Aquarius now. So, you know, cosmically, us people are changing, and we're becoming compatible and going more towards the fourth dimension. And everybody has the ability to tap in from the third to the fourth dimension. You know, people like me were created by a higher power or God to comfort people and bring awareness, you know, about the paranormal and basically lead people into like this cosmic change, you know, that the world is going to. As a matter of fact, you know, I just dissect this stuff and, you know, I find out what makes, you know, the paranormal and supernatural tick. And, you know, with my research, the universe did a major expanded majorly. And when the universe expands, people expand with it. Like, we're living longer. People live till they're like 95 to 110 years old. The seasons last longer, I mean, which has been going on. There's all sorts of things that, you know, are becoming extended. And, you know, it's my job as, you know, a shaman. Like, I mean, this has been a calling for me. You know, this is a calling for me, and it's a calling for many others. And if you see, like, all on the media, I mean, paranormal is all over the place. Everybody's getting so much evidence. It's becoming a way of life now.
Well, today on the front page of the New York Times, the New York said it can't identify flying objects, right? I mean, I don't know if that's paranormal or an alien being, but it's in the front page of the Times today. It was my opening story. The United States officially admits it has no idea what's been in our skies. We got a caller. Let's go to John from Stratford. John, you're on the air with our shaman and the showman, Nick Grossman and Charles Rosene. But quickly, we're coming up against the clock.
Yes. Hi, Lisa. It's John.
Hey, John.
Hi. First, I'd like to say, hi, how are you? First, I'd like to say I've had three supernatural miracles from God. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So I've had three supernatural miracles from God. First one was an audible voice in 1985. I'm not going to get into those stories, but I did see a ghost once. And I think it was 2010, August 3rd. And I'm in the security systems business. I had it already mounted a camera on my house a few years before, but I never got to put the recorder in, the MVR. So we're going on vacation. I figured I'm going to get the recorder, put it in. I put it in. It was 10:30 when I powered it up. I was with my guy helping me out. And of course, my family's home. I powered it up and I saw this big, big haze in front of the garage doors. The camera was in my driveway. It was like a big cloud, like moving around. And I thought, well, this is a different technology camera than I use today. I only use this camera once. It actually sees color at night. The ones I use today are infrared, that black and white at night, color during the day. So I never used this camera before, and I didn't know what this was, so I thought it was light reflection. So I went back and forth. My MVR happened to be in the basement, and I'm going from my basement, walkout basement, up and around, taking the light bulbs out, changing them to lower wattage. Finally, I ended up taking all the light bulbs out, and then closing the doors in the rooms, so there was no light coming through from the house, and it was still there. But on the last trip down, when I closed the doors to the windows that reflected outside, I go down to my unit, and I see a ghost. It was about 10, 12 feet away from my garage doors. My door was open. It's pitch black out there, and I'm watching this ghost. It's a woman, and the woman's scanning my garage. And it's like looking left and right. So I'm watching it for about 30 seconds and didn't know what to do, because if I left, I didn't know what I was going to see. And so I wanted to see where this thing was going. I thought it was a person. I didn't think it was a ghost. It was white. But I thought, well, it's a camera. I never used this camera before, so I didn't know if it showed a person white or what. So then finally the person started walking in a direction towards my steps that would go up into the mudroom. And so then I ran out. So I ran as fast as I could. Probably took me 10 seconds
John,
or less to get out to the garage. Yeah.
You're going to get cut off. Do we want to continue this, gentleman? You want to take this over the hour? Do you have a little time?
Definitely.
No, actually, I'm getting my hair cut at 11, so I can't.
No, not you, but I'll speak to Nick and Charles because I haven't gotten the details out of Connecticut Paranormal Convention. We're going to continue the conversation. We'll be right back with more of this conversation with Nick Grossman and Charles Rosenay at the top of the hour. I'm Lisa Wexler. Stay tuned.